Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
On yesterday's call, we discussed A.W. Tozer's seven rules for self-discovery, which are, number one, what we want most. Number two, what we think about most. Number three, how we use our money. Number four, what do we do with our leisure time? Number five,
we skipped because we're going to talk about it today.
Yes, we are.
The company we enjoy.
Number six, who and what we admire. Number seven, what we laugh at.
Okay.
As we were discussing these rules, it became clear we were to focus more time on rule number five, the company we enjoy. So that's what we're talking about today. I remember having a conversation with a woman one time about her desire to have more friends in her life. When I asked her to name her two closest friends whose company she enjoyed, she looked at me and smiled and said, Ben and Jerry.
Uh-oh.
For those who don't know, Ben and Jerry make excellent ice cream. Each flavor has a unique name, like Chunky Monkey is their banana ice cream. By the way, the lady also admitted on occasion she trades Ben and Jerry in for Mr. Haagen-Dazs. They call ice cream comfort food, but we must make sure it doesn't create a discomfortable reality for our clothes. So let's see what the scripture says about the company we should enjoy. Number one, the one who's always there when we need someone. 2 Corinthians 6:1-2. 2 Corinthians 6:1-2, Message Bible. Companions, as we are in this work with you, we beg you, please don't squander one bit of marvelous life God has given us.
Wow.
God reminds us, I heard your call in the nick of the time. The day we needed you, I was there. God gives us time. What we make of it is our gift back to Him.
Wow.
Yes, we may face adversity and continual attacks from the enemy, but God is always there to help us through whatever we're facing. As we were writing this out, it stirred in us that God is even there when we don't feel that we need Him. What He desires is time with us, just as our natural Father wants to spend time with His children.
Number two, this is good. Don't hang around those who don't desire or fully embrace a relationship with your comforter. 1 Corinthians 15:33, Classic Amplified says, do not be so deceived and misled. Evil companionships, communion, associations, corrupt and deprave good manners and morals and character. You know, you can think that that might be just people of the world, but you know what? There are some people who call themselves Christians who don't, well, who aren't embracing the comforter the way that you would. Your attitude is largely determined by your seven closest friends. These same friends, you know, more than often will encourage you to take, well, can often encourage you to take the easy way out. You don't want to hang out with those or allow anybody in your inner circle who contend and are happy enough with debt, trouble, or just get by attitude. And we're not talking about abandoning your friends, but maybe sometimes you need to know that you got to have some new friends. Your attitude, your speech, your behavior are all directly affected by your friends.
So true.
If you're committed to elevating your life, then you need to be hanging out with people that are interested in elevating their lives, like personally and financially, helping others. Look, make no mistake about it. You are blessed or cursed by your association. That's what the Word of God says. You need to create an inner circle of people known for their wisdom, strategic planning, and godly advice. Proverbs 24:6, Classic Amplified says, for by wise counsel you can wage your war. And I'm talking about even war against the enemy of your soul. For by wise counsel you can wage your war, and in abundance of counselors there is victory and safety.
Amen. Number three, being the company of those you can bless. Romans 15:24, Message Bible. I'm headed for Spain. Expect to stop off on the way to enjoy a good visit with you. and eventually have you send me off with God's blessing. Did you see the movie The Lion King? There's a song in Conversation about the circle of life. It's easy for us to bless those who are in our circle of life, those who have the ability to bless us because we bless them. There is this thing about preachers. If you have me come to my church, if you have me come at your church, I'll have you come preach in my church. That way they each get a special offering. We need to bless those who have no ability, obvious ability, to bless us back. It's called Ephesians 6:8.
Amen. Number four, be in the company of those who delight in doing what God wants. Psalm 1, verses 1 and 2. Boy, Psalm 1, verses 1 and 2, this is in the Classic Amplified, sums a lot of stuff up. It says, blessed, happy, fortunate, prosperous, and enviable is the man who walks and lives not in the counsel of the ungodly, following their advice, their plans, and purposes, nor stands submissive and inactive in the path where sinners walk, nor sits, notice this progression, down to relax and rest where the scornful and the mockers gather. But his delight and desire are in the law of the Lord, and on his law, the precepts, the instructions, and teachings of God, he habitually meditates, ponders, and studies by day and by night. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow evil men's advice, who do not hang around with sinners scoffing at the things of God, but they delight in doing everything God wants them to do day and night, and are always meditating on his laws and thinking about ways to follow him more closely. Now, these are the kind of folks that we need to take company and should desire to be around. And I think, wow, this just, I'm just going to throw it in. You know, I think it was Ken Copeland who said, Kenneth Copeland said, you know, I'm amazed at how many letters I get that say, what's the least amount I can do to please God? And I'm going, golly, you know, it's unbelievable that people would think that way. Don't hang out with people who think that way.
Number five, those whose company in the past may not be a part of your future. Psalm 55, verses 13 and 14, 55, 13, 14, New Living Translation. Instead, it is you, my equal, my companion, and close friend. What good fellowship we once enjoyed as we walked together to the house of God. These verses were written by King David after he'd been betrayed by a close friend and advisor. Obviously, David had a close connection with this person. They probably did everything together, and the advisor no doubt knew David's innermost thoughts and secrets. David's confidence was shaken. His trust was broken. His innermost thoughts betrayed. Perhaps his betrayal had put the king's life in danger.
That's right.
Have you ever had a close friend or perhaps friends who betrayed you, abandoned your friendship for no good reason? It could have been a family member, which would hurt most deeply. As you change and grow deeper in the things of the Lord, those around you may not. Some people don't want to change, and frankly, they don't want you to change either. So be comforted by the company, the presence of the Holy Spirit, which is the perfect way to salve, I heal all our wounds.
Man. Number six, don't desire to be in the company of those who are unequally yoked. 2 Corinthians 6:14, Classic Amplified. Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Do not make mismated alliances with them, or come under a different yoke with them, inconsistent with your faith. For what partnership have right living and right standing with God with iniquity and lawlessness? How can light have fellowship with darkness? You know, in Strong's Concordance, the phrase unequally yoked, or having fellowship with one who is not equal, comes from a word G2086. And the root word, it comes from a root word meaning slavery. How about that?
Wow.
Now, that's an interesting image. My gosh, when you are unequally yoked and you are subjugated, or your life gets put under the control of consequences you don't want to be under the control of. But a yoke is this, the condition of being subjugated by or as by a conqueror subjugated or in bondage. In other words, you could place yourself in slavery when you marry an unbeliever. The wrong company for a believer to enjoy.
And number seven, whose company should you enjoy? 1 Peter 3:8, Classic Amplified. Finally, all of you should be one in the same mind, united in spirit, sympathizing with one another, loving each other as brethren of one household, compassionate and courteous, tenderhearted and humble. This verse has seven criteria for the person whose company you should enjoy. First, be of one and the same mind and have the mind of Christ with his thoughts, feelings, and purpose. Second, be united in spirit, seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Third, sympathizing with one another by being sensitive to the needs of those around and close to you. Fourth, loving each other as members of the same household. This shouldn't be a surface or convenient love, but one that's everlasting. Fifth, being compassionate beyond your inner circle allows you to feel what others feel with an impassioned desire to help and comfort them. Sixth, be courteous to everyone, especially to those whose company you enjoy. Put their needs before your own. Seventh, never be haughty or proud of what God has allowed you to accomplish, but always, always be tenderhearted and humble to others, whether in your inner circle or not. Now you know why we wanted to do this one as a standalone teaching.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah and amen.
Go to heraldherring.com, click the button that says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says, so we're asked. And until tomorrow morning, 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.